Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
It's just down here. Each of you goes first. You'll see a metal door and you'll open it up and hop inside.
Why don't we just follow you? Why don't you show
us? No.
Okay.
No, I'll go first. Just throw me down.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, it's not that far. It's good.
Robert?
You want me to go?
Robert?
Right. Okay. I'll just go down next. Okay, I'll just climb down and leave you up here with Barty. I just got a little something in my eye there. And Captain.
What? What? What is?
I'll just climb down.
These games don't work anymore.
I don't even know what he was trying to say. He was doing like a winky thing, right?
He's trying to tell you something. He's trying to warn you about. Oh no!
Really, not that far.
You sure you didn't hurt yourself?
No, but I found Al.
Thanks for picking me up.
You're welcome.
Think I could jump that? I bet I could make that jump. I don't know that I need to rappel.
What are you saying?
Sorry. I know it's a very serious situation. There's a hostage and all of that. But, you know, you guys keep saying it's not that far. Think I could... You know.
What are you saying? I can't hear you from down here.
I don't think Beatrice is in the mood for this.
If you jump and you die, there's no saying who you're going to come back as this time.
Okay, rappelling down. Just trying to lighten the mood. Rappelling.
All right, Captain. I'm going to tie you to me. No funny business as we go down, all right?
Sorry, do we all need to say that it's not that far when we get down to... I didn't say...
Hey, Barty.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Robert. Yes. It's not that far! Just, you know, to complete the pattern.
Should we open the hatch, or should we wait?
You don't have to wait. It's not that far.
Nice!
Are we gonna untie anyone else, or is there still gonna have to be tying, or... I'm just curious because of how uncomfortable I am.
You really developed. You couldn't even talk about emotions the last time I saw you.
Yeah, well, is this good or bad? Are you mad at me? I'm just gonna turn my volume down.
Should we open the hatch, Miss Brass? Or would you like us to just stand here on the hull of this metal structure? Oh, okay, I'm opening the hatch. Okay. I'm trying to open the hatch, actually. Well, it's not budging.
In.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Brass.
I have a new vote for who the strongest one in the group is.
Oh, it's me, right?
Don't worry, Robert. You loosened it for her.
Oh.
In.
Okay, I'm going in. I'm bringing you Al. Me and Al actually are going in. Right now, we're just going to jump into this darkness. Captain says no. Captain says maybe... maybe we don't need to kick the captain. Okay, I'm going in.
Al,
here we go, Al. Do you have a light on this thing? Whoa, I'm being pushed!
sorry. It just, you know, we're all gonna get in. We all see where this is going, right? I just thought, you know, we should move it along. Sorry. I'm in now. In. Me too. I'm also in. It's not that far.
Hey, Barty. Oh, I found some chips. Would you like some chips?
Catch the captain!
A little notice and we could have caught her. Sorry, Captain. I'm just gonna quickly untie. Oh, hi, Beatrice.
Listen to this place echo. Space is big.
Chips, Miss Brass?
Put those down.
Okay. They were a little stale, actually, but still, chips. I know how much you. Well, actually, okay.
Hey, Beatrice. I'm not sure this is really the time to bring it up. You seem like you're kind of in an intense mood.
Mm-hmm.
But. If you're Beatrice, I kind of have this thing going with Beatrix. I care a lot about her. Is she coming back? Is she around? Okay, didn't mean that as a joke.
I don't see what you all see in her. It's so annoying. That weird, lighthearted positivity bullshit.
Well, I must say that originally I thought, she doesn't follow any protocols and is always like going out breaking rules. And I thought, this is horrible. But, you know, after a little while, I started to realize, well, she sort of grows. Right.
Okay. I just don't get it. I don't get how all of you became this way. I mean, Robert, sure, you strike me as newly you.
Oh, thank you.
Bartholomew, Barty, I don't even know who you are anymore. I mean, you're like this weird amalgamation.
You should have been there at the chess game.
And then Al, well, you haven't changed much, have you, Al?
No, I'm not letting myself grow, people tell me.
And then Captain here. Well, Captain's a different story. A story I'll let her tell you at some point, I'm sure. But for now...
Oh, we'll just take the tape off her mouth then so she can, you know...
What did I say? Don't touch her!
Okay, whoa. Powering up a rifle, that was
no one else touches her!
Right.
Bob, maybe we could get out of here.
Bob?
Robert?
Oh, right.
Maybe we should give the Captain, some privacy. Or we don't because they...
Right, so Al and I will stay here, you know, so you have a clear exit, and you guys can go ahead and do what you need to do.
I am so scared.
No one's going anywhere. Everyone's going to stay right here. Just so you know, Barty, Bartholomew, Beatrix, she's safe for now.
Cool. Ominous.
And everyone else, I'd like you to meet someone. Quiet.
Is it the captain? We already met her, and maybe...
Yeah, we could take the tape off her mouth.
What did I just say?
Okay.
Alberta, you want to meet your brother?
What? Oh, no, I'm excited now. I didn't know this was a surprise for me. Oh, this is so great. Why did we take the tape off her mouth?
Captain.
Well, technically, Al is an AI, so he's a computer simulation. You mean like another...
Captain, why don't we just take this tape off and...
That's what we were trying to do just a second ago.
No one else touches her.
Right.
Beatrix, please. Please, I'm begging you. Please don't do this.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Don't.
You don't want me to do this?
Please. Please.
It would have been nice to hear you beg the way I had to beg you to not do this.
No, Al. We have a gun. Go on, Al. Do it.
Do what? I just have it. Back at the base, I've got, like, so many guns in the armory.
I've seen your collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep them polished.
I'm like a little radio right now.
Say, Robert.
Yes, Bartholomew? Sorry, Barty?
I've found many aspects of your personality distasteful, so I've been hoping that you and I could bond a little bit more, so I could maybe find something to like in you.
Okay, I hear you're, attempting... to create rapport appropriately between two people that work in the same unit.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. And I've been drinking the cleaning supplies.
Sorry.
I should go back. It turns out a lot of our cleaning supplies are various types of high-grade alcohol that can be used to make beverages.
Really?
Hmm.
So maybe... the first step in me bonding with you mm-hmm. is not immediately reporting you to the captain for breaking protocol and drinking supplies from the cleaning cabinet.
That step sounds like fun. And then you're a recipes guy, right? You know how to make stuff, make things taste good, and have fun mixing and learning together.
Oh, I think that I'm, you know, okay in the kitchen, you know, getting better. Moved up from when I could only do cereal. A cereal cocktail.
That's an idea.
Join Robert and Barty in throwing an epic cereal... No, forget the cereal part. Throw a real cocktail party and get everything you need except the alcohol sent to you, and I promise you it is amazing, by going to shakerandspoon.com/civilized and save $20 off any subscription. Tell them we sent you by going to shakerandspoon.com/civilized and join in the party and get $20 off. Let's go, party, party!
Robert!
Well,
were you planning a mutiny within a mutiny?
Well, that didn't quite go as I planned.
Well, now it's time to tape Robert, okay? Robert's getting taped, too. In fact, why don't we all just get some tape, Bartholomew? Now you're getting taped. Okay.
I demand you stop this.
Demand. That's funny. That's funny that you think you have any authority to demand anything from me.
This is my base. I can say whatever demands I want.
Your base? Your base?
Yes. Yes, it's my base. And it's about time that I start taking the lead around here.
You took everything from me. Everything!
What are you talking about?
Well, I think it's time we turn this all on, don't you?
No. Please, no. What do you want? I'll give you anything.
You've already taken anything that I want. I have everything I want. The truth! Everyone, meet Alberta 2.0.
Hello, I am Bert A. I am a robot. I control this base. What now? What shall I do?
Sorry, he's in beta.
Do you have a gun?
Oh, I have tons of guns, Beatrice.
It's nice to see you.
It's great to see you. Everything has been functioning quite well. Air, 100%. Water, 100%. Lights, off right now. Do you want me to change that?
Yes, actually, I'd like you to turn them all on.
Ah, my favorite thing. Light. Warm light.
Where are the echoes?
You kept the base very nice, Bert A. I'm very proud of you.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad everyone's back. Everyone's home.
It's not everyone.
Oh.
It's not what it looks like.
Oh, I'm not glad you're back. I'm putting on my mean face.
Mean screen.
Mm-hmm. Frown screen.
This is fine. Yes, sad.
I just don't want you to hurt him, okay?
You don't have that power anymore. In fact, I think it's time that you don't have that power ever again.
I think we should take the tape off.
Oh, I agree. Yes, definitely take the tape off.
Their tape is a lot looser than mine was. I just want to point out.
Yeah, also, I'm still here, very confused about why there's another guy with my name, but the tape is pretty loose. It was, I think, a rush job.
That doesn't make it pleasant.
Yeah, I think we should have a voice in what's it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and also, it's gonna, like, rip a little bit. But I had, you know, still remnants of my mustache.
Oh, that's
everyone just
heard.
Shut up!
Removal of tape is a capital offense.
I don't think any of you are getting how dire the situation is. You're all used to Beatrix, right? You're all used to this happy-go-lucky, everything's gonna be fine attitude. Well, everything is not going to be fine. This captain here has been leading you in a pack of lies, and she...
Don't listen to
her.
Strictly speaking, I never recognized her authority to lead me. Okay, not the time.
Captain, why don't we just take out this little box that you've been carrying with you, huh?
I thought I was carrying everything.
There's one thing I've been carrying. Don't take away my son, please. I need him.
Well, I'm just gonna hold on to him until we figure some shit out.
Wait, no, please, no.
You have a box that is your son?
This tape thing is just driving me nuts. Everyone, just take it. Ask your question.
I'm also happy. I just like that everything's kind of calming down. Or maybe ramping up.
Beatrice, what protocol are you operating under right now, can I ask?
What protocol?
Well, yeah, I'm your... As director of security, what protocol are you running under here? You're just... Why are you taking someone's son?
You have no idea what I have been through. The past 1,000 years, you have no idea.
Yeah, but what protocol?
There is no protocol!
Express, you always follow protocol. Always.
No, you don't know me anymore. None of you do. Only this imposter knows what happened, and she's going to tell us everything!
Listen, you have the only things that I have to remember my son by in your hands, and I really need it back. I can't think straight right now. I promised I wouldn't let him get hurt. I can't let him get hurt again. Please, please give him back.
What's your end game here?
My end game is to cause her the same pain that she caused me.
I don't know what you're talking about!
How do none of you remember?!
Well, like, for me, it's kinda... just, like, pretty hard to keep all these things straight. Cause I'm a computer, but I'm also a boy. So... I don't know! I also don't listen all the time!
And, I mean, hey, from my perspective, right, there was Barty, and I'm him, and then there was Bartholomew much, much later, I'm him also, but then there was a great intervening time. It sounds like you're talking about intervening time events.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember stuff from before you were born? It would be like doing that.
This is not going how I thought it would go. This is not going according to plan. I mean, you were all just supposed to come here, and I thought that everybody would just... I thought you were
Miss Brass! I remember.
What?
I remember.
Oh.
There are protocols, though, that we need to follow, or all of humanity ends. What are we without them?
What are we without the protocols? What are we with this? With what we've been doing? If you remembered, why didn't you come find me?
I thought you were dead. I thought everyone was dead. There was nobody left.
But...
I searched. There was nobody left. Miss Brass, nobody. The mist took everyone, and what the mist didn't get, Al took.
Well...
Sorry, Alberta, I didn't mean on purpose.
Thanks.
But we escaped.
Why didn't you reach out? Why didn't you find us?
I tried.
Not to interject. Robert, one thing I do remember is you causing the death that I mentioned, my aforementioned death.
Glad you remember that.
Maybe you weren't, like, super approachable.
Okay, I can take that note. We didn't know you were out here.
It wasn't just me. A bunch of us made it out.
Where are they?
Well, that's a good question. Why don't you ask our fine captain here?
Where is Beatrix? Al, please find Beatrix.
Well, this isn't my base. You gotta ask the other guy, I guess. Everyone's got a whole different Al everywhere.
All right. Bertha 2.0. Where is Beatrix?
Life systems are nominal. I'm not much of a talker. Sorry, I'm not like the other guy. But, yeah, everyone's...
Okay.
Nominal.
Look, Miss Brass, you have something against Captain Fine. Just give us back Beatrix, okay?
I don't get this obsession. I don't get this obsession with her. I don't get it. Is she who I would have been if I was allowed to just be free-spirited and not carry trauma? Huh? Would you have all fought this hard for me if I was Beatrix instead of Beatrice? I'm the original!
I did fight this hard for you! You're the only person I let slip from the protocol!
You shot Alberta in the face!
I followed protocol.
And me, also, just putting that in there.
I let you escape with whoever you chose. I fought for you. Just give us Beatrix, okay?
Beatrice, I really am just finding a lot out currently about past selves and many different universes and versions, and I can't account for anything that I've done in the past. I really can't, because I don't know. I don't remember it. It wasn't me. So you don't. There's no need to punish me or my son for any of this.
It's funny you say that, because guess what? A version of Bartholomew made it out too, and we've got perfected pods here.
What?
So if I just kill you all now, and you come back,
wait,
you'll have perfect memories.
Wait, no.
Just like me.
What? No.
My hands are in the air. One of them has a squid on it. You want to shoot me in cold blood? I'm getting closer. You can do it right now.
Fine.
Beatrix knew about my third arm.
Stop it!
Look, I don't want to do anything to you, Beatrix. You were my best employee. All I want is you to tell us where Beatrix is. And we will deal with whatever issue you have with me or the captain. Okay?
I will tell you where she is after you hear my story.
Deal.
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
All right.
Okay, I have an intro.
Okay, do you want to give us a title? Okay. Is it the one where we find Beatrix?
No.
No.
What happened?
Nobody knows what happened to Beatrix.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.